And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Every person who has gone into war has struggled with the question, did I do it right? And I've struggled with that question privately since February of 1969, when I led a squad of U.S. Navy SEALs on an operation in which we received fire, returned it, and then found that only apparently innocent civilians have been killed.
Davenport, for whatever reason, has chosen not to take any protective measures, and yet the government has to always come in and pay for those damages. I think it's a legitimate question that the American taxpayer can ask communities. What are you doing to mitigate your risk?
How long does the American public pay for hurricane damage and tornado damage and earthquake damage out in California? These people aren't being asked along the East Coast to build domes over their homes to protect from hurricanes, and they can have these more often than we have floods.
What is radical about this bill is that for the first time under our laws, it will define fetal personhood. The consequences are going to be extraordinary.
Does it cover only an embryo after implantation or at conception? Put another way, is it only murder if you cause the miscarriage of a viable fetus? Or is it also murder if you cause the miscarriage of a not yet viable fetus or of a two-cell zygote at the moment of conception?
The court's report did not produce any evidence of criminal intent or deliberate misconduct on Commander Waddell's part. I think this is an important point. Additionally, Commander Waddell upheld the principle and tradition of accountability and took full responsibility for his actions.
The Chinese side is strongly opposed to the U.S. arms sale to Taiwan and strongly opposed to the sales of such kit-class destroy diesel submarines, P-3C sub-counting patrol aircrafts to Taiwan. All these weapons are sophisticated and advanced arms which Chinese side is opposed to.
I will do what it takes to help Taiwan defend herself, and the Chinese must understand that. Secondly, I certainly hope Taiwan adheres to the One China policy, and a Declaration of Independence is not the One China policy, and we will work with Taiwan to make sure that that doesn't happen. We need a peaceful resolution of this issue.